The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Tonight I would like to narrate to you some of the special virtues and fadilat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Ali ibn Abi Talib. And these fadail will be in the words of Ali himself. This is actually almost 20 years after the passing away of Rasulullah. This is the time when the second Khalifa was injured fatally, and he appointed 6 individuals to be in a shura. It's a committee where they will sit down and choose among themselves who will be the next Khalifa. That towards the end of this discussion, when Ali was not given the Khilafat, he says, Ali stood up and he told them, لا احتجن عليكم بما لا يستطيع عربيكم ولا عجميكم يغير ذلك. I'm going to present to you my arguments, which no Arab or non-Arab in the world of Islam will be able to change or deny. And then Amir al-Mu'mineen mentioned about 30 points. We don't have the time for it. Number 14. فَأَنْشِدُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ أَلْتَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ أَمَرَ بِسَدِّ أَبْوَابِكُمْ وَفَتْحَ بَابِي فَقُلْتُمْ فِي ذَلِكِ. He says, I remind you of Allah. Do you know that the Prophet ordered you, some of them who were there close among the prominent Sahaba during days of the Prophet, whose houses opened inside the courtyard of the Masjid itself, initial days. And then the Prophet basically commanded all of you to close your doors and to open it from the other side. So you would not be entering, you know, getting out of your house, you will not be entering the courtyard of the Masjid itself. وَفَتَحَ بَابِي. He says, except for that chamber which was of Rasulullah himself, and he says, my door. Rasulullah allowed it to be, you know, kept the way it was. فَقُلْتُمْ فِي ذَلِكَ. He says, then some of you whose house doors were closed, you said things about it. And there's a whole narration about it, there's history about it, where they complained. Even Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet, was among those who was told to close his door. And even he came to Rasulullah, he says, you know, Ya Rasulullah, I'm your uncle. You're keeping the door of the nephew open and the uncle closed. So even those who were closely related kind of felt, said about it. And so Rasulullah then goes on the minbar. And I'm just, you know, explaining more about, instead of just the words here. Goes on the minbar, he says, you know, I asked you to close your doors and I left my door and the door of Ali open. And I hear things about it. And these are the words Ali quoted there. فَقُلْتُمْ فِي ذَلِكَ. You said things about it. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. The Prophet said, مَا أَنَا سَدَدْتُ أَبْوَابُكُمْ وَلَا أَنَا فَتَحْتُ بَابُهُ. I didn't close your doors, neither did I open his door. بَلِ اللَّهُ سَدَّ أَبْوَابَكُمْ وَفَتَحَ بَابُهُ. It is Allah who closed your doors, and it's Allah who opened his door. We have talked about this event in detail previously, but it has a far-reaching implications, because Masjid al-Nabi and Masjid al-Haram has their own sanctity. There are certain rules which apply to Muslims that you, in certain situation, cannot even pass by. And that those rules are there about purification and taharat and this and that. For all the Muslims, 99.99%, the only exception is Rasulullah, Ali, and Fatima, who have been purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to one of the prominent early scholars, jurist of the Sunni scholar Al-Jassas, where he has a book on fiqh dealing with the ayat of Quran about jurisprudence, where he talks about these issues and he says this is actually a clear indication of infallibility of Ali and Fatima salawatullah alayhim. Then Ali comes and says, فَأَنْشِدُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ, I remind you of Allah. أَتَعْلَمُونَ عَنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ قَالَ, do you know that the Prophet said, الْحَقُّ مَعَ عَلِيٍّ وَعَلِيٌّ مَعَ الْحَقِّ, the truth is with Ali and Ali is with the truth. Now this is, you can say that he has said about Ammar also, for example. الحق مع عمار وعمار مع الحق. Yes, he said about it. But what he said about Ali after that, he has not said it about anyone. Even Imam Fakhruddin Razi, a Sunni Mufassir of Quran, talks about this when he talks about, you know, saying Bismillah in the Surah Fatiha. Should you say loud or not? He uses the example of Ali and he says, why not? Because the Prophet said, Al-Haqqu ma Aliyyin wa Aliyyin ma al-Haqq, and then he recites the other part, where here Ali says, Yazulu al-Haqqu ma Aliyyin haythu zal. That the Prophet said that the truth is with Ali and Ali is with the truth, and the truth will turn in whatever direction that Ali would turn. For everyone else, you have to see whether he is with the Haqq or not. Number 17. فَأَنْشِدُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ هَلْ فِيكُمْ أَحَدٌ أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فِي آيَةُ تَطْحِيرٌ, I remind you of Allah. Is there anyone among you besides myself about whom Allah revealed the words of purity? Where he says in Surah Ahzab, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُظْهِبْ عَنْكُمْ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَحِّرُكُمْ تَطْحِيرًا. Again, this is itself, you know, needs a whole lecture to talk about this ayat. When it was revealed, how do we explain it? It's a very long, ayat of Quran. This is only one statement towards the end of it. How does it relate to Ali and Fatima and the two sons and the Prophet? But this is the event of Hadith al-Qisa that we see.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.